Previously on Thomas and the Bible, we start by establishing that Santa always has three hopes, no more, no less. Zechariah gives warnings to Jerusalem, but does seem to give some hope to the Israelites in the form of the Messiah. Three episodes until the New Testament, or two, who knows, Thomas is still deciding, with a Thomas Yawn count of three. Also, a huge thank you to John P. for generously donating to help me get my laptop back up and running.
Ah, so good to hear your voice, Harley, even though I know you're in tough circumstances and have to record in silence pretty much, but really good to hear that. And also, thanks to John P. John P. is great, so I want to absolutely second that. Well, today, for some reason, we're reading the Bible, I guess. We've got Zechariah 8 through the end of Zechariah, so 8 through 14. And then we just have Malachi. I'll never know which it is. Whatever. And then we're done with the entire Bible. Oh, no, sorry. There's an epilogue known as the New Testament that I think is, I don't know, just gives you, what happened to these characters in the Old Testament? It's like this, you know, it's like Malachi went on to work at a gas station his entire life and became a meth addict and died at the age of 33. Moses went on, you know, it's going to be like a bunch of that. Bergstrom got really into the 60s. And no one ever saw him again. I think that's what it is. More lines from stuff that I don't know if anyone will know, but you probably should. It's a pretty blanket statement. If you're anywhere near my age, you probably should get that reference if you have a mind for references, which I kind of do. Zechariah 8. Again, the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and a mountain, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, thy holy mountain." Oh, I do need to make an announcement. Remember how I talked about that blank episode? That was me just blanking out my curse word. Remember I talked about that blank episode? It sounded really natural, didn't it? No, the one that's like the lost episode between the Old and New Testicles. So far, I've gotten one comment, and that's that I should have people on to talk about their favorite parts of the Bible thus far. That's an idea I'm totally cool with, but I would want to have more than one person. So if that's an idea you like, write me a message somewhere, anywhere, and say, "Hey, I've got something I'd like to talk about, my favorite part from the Bible," and then we will get on Skype and do it, and then we'll talk about the part of the Bible. That's an idea I will go with. If not, if I don't get any interest, then I will not go with it, because obviously I would just be talking to one person, so that would be kind of lame. Not because of the person, but, you know, I'll just do some exposition or some something. Anyway, so that was my announcement. Now back to nothing. We interrupt this nothing to bring you an announcement. Now we'll get you right back to your nothing as soon as we can. Okay, here's your nothing. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, there shall yet old man and old women men and women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with a staff in his hand for very age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if it be marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in mine eyes? Saith the Lord of hosts. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and the west country." North country fair, come on, north country fair. "And I will bring them, and they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They shall be my people, and I will be their God." Because every people needs a God. It's just, there's lots of people and lots of gods out there, but we're a match in truth and righteousness. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong, ye that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophets, which were in the day that built the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. For before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast. Neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction. For I set all man against every one his neighbor. But now I will not be unto the residue of this people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. And it shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, as I thought to punish you, when your fathers provoked me to wrath, saith the Lord of hosts, and I repented not. So again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. Fear ye not. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. All right. Hey, guys, hold on. Alert. This might have been a positive message. Now, I reserve the right to take that back if it turns out the context was something weird. But this never happens. This never happens, which is why I'm bringing it up. This may have been a positive message in the Bible. It said, what did it say? It said, speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. So it's just encouraging people to tell the truth. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these things that I hate, saith the Lord. This is just his personal preference. And also, don't eat any vanilla ice cream. I hate it. It's kind of funny that he would put it that way. Like, the Lord... Well, I mean, does that solve the Euthyphro dilemma, I guess? So, I guess things are bad because the Lord hates them. It doesn't really mean... There's not... That's it. It's not that they're bad or good or whatever. It's like, hey, don't do this. Don't watch the TV show Friends. I hate that show, you know? Okay? It's just like... We exist to try not to do God's, like, pet peeves. Which, actually, that's a more realistic God than, than it might seem at first thought. Like, if God were not really a super holy, awesome Superman God, but was just, like, another guy, like you or I, except even more complainy than me, it would be a lot of, like, hey, guys, could you just... You know, that would explain a lot, actually. It would be like, guys, no, men, you can't marry men. Don't just, I don't like it. Ugh. Don't do it, you know? Those Amalekites, ugh, yuck. I could just go without them. Why don't go ahead and kill them, would you? Just every one of them, you know? Or he got cut off by an Amalekite in traffic. He's like, God, I'll kill every single one of these Amalekites. Like, that's the kind of God that's kind of believable based on this Bible, you know. But anyway. And the word of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying, thus saith white chocolate. I also don't like white chocolate. That's what he said. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, perhaps you should, give me some animals, butcher some animals for me. I'm getting a little hungry. I tell you what, I'm not starving, but in a half hour, I may be pretty hungry. So if we start now with the butchering of animals and roasting and all that, then it'll likely be ready for, thus saith the Lord. The fast of the fourth month and the fast of the fifth and the fast of the seventh and the fast and the furious and too fast, too furious shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore, love the truth and peace. Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, it shall yet come to pass that there shall come people and the inhabitants of many cities. And the inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, let us go speedily to pray before the Lord and seek the Lord of hosts. I will go also. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and pray before the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days shall it come to pass that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nation, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, do the Jews wear skirts? Saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Yeah, sure. Zechariah 9. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof. When the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord, and Hamath also shall border thereby Tyrus and Zidon, though it be very wise. And Tyrus did build herself a stronghold, and heaped up silver as the dust and fine gold as the mire of the streets. Behold, the Lord will cast her out, and he will smite her power in the sea, and she shall be devoured with fire. Oh, okay. Ashkelon shall see it and fear. Gaza shall also see it and be very sorrowful. And Ekron, for her expectation, shall be ashamed. And the king shall perish from Gaza, and Ashkelon shall not be inhabited. And a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod. And I will cut off the pride of the Philistines. And I will take away his blood out of his mouth and his abominations from between his teeth. But he that remaineth, even he shall be for our God. And he shall be as a governor in Judah and Ekron, and as a Jebusite. And I will encamp about mine house because of the army, because of him that passeth by. Well, which is, those are two different things. Like, I will encamp about mine house because of the army, because of him that passeth by. Like, okay, an army, one thing. I get like, oh, I'm going to come and camp by my house. I see an army coming. That's like, oh, and there's a guy passing by. I think maybe at that point, you may have a problem. First one, I was with you. Second one, maybe you're kind of agoraphobic. But anyway, because of him that returneth, and no oppressor shall pass through them anymore, for now I have seen with mine eyes. First I saw it with someone else's eyes, but now I've seen. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Maybe that's one of those predictions about Jesus when he has to ride a donkey into town. Like, oh, the Savior will certainly be riding an ass, a donkey, you know, whatever. And then he's like, well, I guess I'll get on a donkey. Oh, it's the Savior. One of those things. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace unto the heathen. And his dominion shall be from sea even to sea, and from the river even to the ends of the earth. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare, that I will render double unto thee. When I have bent Judah for me, filled the bow with a frame, and raised up thy sons, O Zion, against thy sons, O Greece, and made thee as the sword of a mighty man. And the Lord shall be seen over them, and his arrow shall go forth as the lightning. And the Lord shall blow the trumpet, and shall go with the whirlwinds of the south. The Lord of hosts shall defend them, and they shall devour and subdue with sling stones, and they shall drink and make a noise as through wine, and they shall be filled like bowls, and as the corners of the altar. And their God, the Lord their God, shall save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they shall be as the stones of a crown, lifted up as an ensign upon his land. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. It's all right. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and the new wine the maids. Oh, man, is this boring. Guys, I'm just trying to, we're so close. We're literally like 1.5 episodes away from a blank episode, and then the New Testament. Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain, therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled because there was no shepherd. Mine anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats for the... I think you have problems if you get angry at goats. Like, you know what? Hold on. My anger was kindled against the shepherds, and I punished the goats. For the Lord of hosts hath visited his flock in the house of Judah, and have made them as his goodly horse in battle. Well, I don't really understand what that means. But if you're mad at shepherds and you punish the goats, then you have a problem. I mean, it's not, you don't punish goats. That doesn't make sense. The goat for no reason. There doesn't matter. I don't care if a goat slept with your wife. Like, it wasn't. I got news for you. It was your wife's idea. You don't punish goats. They don't do. You know, they don't know. They're goats. So maybe that's the problem with the whole God thing, is he doesn't know who in the world to punish. And he punishes people for the wrong reasons and the wrong people and blah, blah, blah. Out of him came forth the corner, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him every oppressor together. And they shall be as mighty men which tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight, because the Lord is with them, and the riders on the horses shall be confounded. And I will strengthen the house of Judah, and I will save the house of Joseph, and I will bring them again to place them, for I have mercy upon them, and they shall be as though I had not cast them off, for I am the Lord their God, and will hear them. And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their heart shall rejoice in the Lord. I will hiss for them and gather for them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase as they have increased. And I will sow them among the people, and they shall remember me in far countries, and they shall live with their children and turn again. And I will bring them again also out of the land of Egypt, and gather them out of Assyria, and I will bring them to the land of Gilead and Lebanon, and place shall not be found for them. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up. And the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away. And I will strengthen them in the Lord, and they shall walk up and down in his name, saith the Lord. Okay, so nothing. All right, yeah, moving on. Open thy doors, O Lebanon, that the fire may devour thy cedars. Howl, fir tree, for the cedar is fallen, because the mighty are spoiled. Howl, O ye oaks of Bashan, for the forest of the vintage is come down. There is a voice of the howling of the shepherds, for their glory is spoiled. A voice of the roaring of young lions, for the pride of Jordan is spoiled. Thus saith the Lord my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors slay them, you slay me, and hold themselves not guilty, and that they sell them say, and that they sell them say, blessed be the Lord, for I am rich, and their own shepherds pity them not. For I will no more pity the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord, but lo, I will deliver the men, every one, into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king, and they shall smite the land, and out of their hand I will not deliver them. There's a lot of rhyming in that one, which made it one of the better, it's like the most poetic verse thus far, because there's like a couple things accidentally rhyme. So, and I will feed the flock of slaughter, even you, O poor of the flock, and I took unto me two staves, the one I call beauty, the other I call bands. Beauty and the other I call bands. Does that make... And I fed the flock. Beauty and bands. What is that? Three shepherds also I cut off in 1 month, and my soul loathed them, and their soul also abhorred me. Then said I will not feed you. That dieth, let it die. And that is to be cut off, let it be cut off. And let the rest eat every one the flesh of another. And I took my staff, even beauty, and cut it asunder, that I might break my covenant which I have made with all the people. And it was broken in that day, and so the poor of the flock that waited upon me knew that it was the word of the Lord. And I said unto them, if ye think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto me, cast it unto the potter, a goodly price that I was prized at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them into the potter in the house of the Lord. Then I cut asunder mine other staff. Remember the other one? It's named Bands. Even Bands, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. That must be some weird transliteration thingy, like just bizarre transition, who knows. And the Lord said unto me, take unto thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, which shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young one, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still. but shall eat the flesh of the fat and tear their claws in pieces. Woe to the idol, woe to the idol, shepherd, that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye, and his arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. I don't know if that's fashion tips or if that's a prophecy. I mean, I can't actually tell. The burden of the word of the Lord. Zechariah 12, in case you were wondering what boring piece of garbage thing we're on right now. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment. I don't know why that's so funny. Every horse will be genuinely baffled, guys. You'll be riding a horse and all of a sudden it will go like... I don't know how to make like a questioning horse sound. Yeah, that's the problem. The horse's main sound goes down, you know, the... And that's like a pretty certain, you know, you make that sound like, you know, I know what's going on. But that's how you'll know that your horse will be smitten with astonishment when it goes, be like, oh, this horse sounds confused. Oh my God. It just whinnied up. Yeah. So, and his rider with madness. Well, that's the more important thing. Like, once your rider is mad, you know, like as in crazy, it doesn't really matter if your horse is astonished or not. Like, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. I mean, if even though a horse gets you somewhere and then you're crazy, you're still crazy. I don't understand the two things. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. Oh, I see. So now you're blinding the horses. It wasn't enough that the poor horses were incredibly confused. You told it some weird joke and it's just like, I don't, what, huh? What? I don't get that joke. Oh, I'm blind. It's like, that wasn't enough. And the governors of Judah shall say in the heart, the inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day will I make the governors of Judah like an hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf. And they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, and the angel of the Lord before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day there shall be a great mourning in Jerusalem as the mourning of Hadrimmon in the valley of Megiddon, and the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of... You said every family apart. We get it. The family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart. Yeah, okay. You don't have to... You saw it, all of them. What is the purpose of the word all or every? Like, what is the point? Just get rid of it. The purpose of all or every is to avoid listing out... Like, hey, guys, I can say every letter of the alphabet. For example, A, B, C, D. Yeah, you said all, every. We get it. That's the function of that word. It's like everything in this book is meant to just prolong our pain, just to prolong our suffering. Guys, every family apart. Oh, okay, I get it. No, I don't think you get it. Every family. No, I got it. You said every family. No. Let me list them out. Okay, David. Yeah, no, I got it. Okay, the family of the house of Nathan. Yeah, no, you said every. I'm going to assume David and Nathan are both prominent families. Like, I'm going to assume they're counted when you say every. No, you don't get it. and their wives. Yeah, okay. No, I get that. And the house of Levi. Yeah, you said every – I get it. I get it, Bible. Okay? All the families that remain, every family and their wives apart. Mm-hmm. All right. Zechariah 13. Let's see. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will cut off the names of the idols out of the land, and they shall no more be remembered. Oh, yeah, sure. Guys, this is why there's no more religions besides Judaism. This came true. Oh, wait a minute. No, I don't think that's right. And also I will cause the prophets and the unclean spirits to pass out of the land. And it shall come to pass that when any shall yet prophesy, then his father and his mother that begat him shall say unto him, thou shalt not live, for thou speakest lies in the name of the Lord. Yeah, no, that's what happens. Any false prophets are instantly killed. And that's how, wow, this is, whew, guys, this is eerie. It is eerie how accurate this prediction is. Then he speaketh lies. And his father and his mother that begat him shall thrust him through when he prophesieth. And it shall come to pass in that day that the prophet shall be ashamed, every one of his vision, when he hath prophesied. Neither shall they wear a rough garment to deceive. But he shall say, I am no prophet, I am an husbandsman. For a man taught me to keep cattle from my youth. And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? Uh-oh. That's another thing that can be Jesus predicted. What are these wounds in thine hands? Then he shall answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. Guys, the house, that totally means Jesus, because he was wounded because the house of his friends. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd and against the man that is my fellow, saith the Lord of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered, and I will turn mine hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Zechariah 4. Oh, man, this one's like long. Ugh. Come on, dude. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half the day, man, I'm losing it. Half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half the mountain shall remove toward the north and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of those of the mountains shall reach unto Azal. Yea, and ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor bright, but it shall come to pass that at the evening time it shall be light. What? And it shall be in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder doesn't seem right, but anyway. Let's see what's going on right now, because the second oracle points out the glories that await Israel. So this should be like the glories of Israel. What do you know, guys? First, there's a prophecy of a bunch of bad stuff. Hold on. Hold your horses. You don't know what I'm going to say. And then there's a prophecy of a bunch of good stuff. Holy crap. Oh, it's amazing. I've never thought of such a thing. I didn't know it was possible. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be a one Lord and his name one. All the land shall be turned as plain from Geba to Rimmon, south of Jerusalem, and it shall be lifted up and inhabited in her place. From Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, And from the tower of Hananeel under the king's wine presses, and men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Then shall the plague be plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away. Well, yeah, this happened, guys. Everyone who fought against Jerusalem was killed by a plague. Don't you remember this? Come on, guys. Do you not read the news? Do you not keep up with current events? And their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Yeah, remember their tongues just evaporate? You don't remember these headlines? Is it just me? Weird. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, of the ass, and all the beasts that shall be in these tents at this plague. Then it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, and keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the king, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. One of my favorite songs. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, that have no rain, there shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness unto the land, and the pots of the Lord's house shall be like the bulls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take them and seed therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. All right, that's been an incredibly boring book of the Bible. I've been Thomas. You've been great. And my patrons have been... Hold on. Let's see. I think I might have some new ones. So... Yeah, Munch, another comedic name. But hey, if you pledge money, I will read whatever funny, you know, name you make. Munch McCucci, pledge, $2, thank you. And Jaded Zappa, I don't know what that is, but it might be funny. Maybe it's something I don't know. That's it for new pledges. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. I will munch your coochie. Never mind. John Bodley is my top patron currently. Thank you. Marcel. Thank you so much, Marcel. Sarah McPike. Scott McFarland. Charles Bangwiener. Tom Chambers. Brian Gerford. Lee Primesberger. John P. David Vandervlies. Travis Peterson. Tor Melkovic and Heriberto with the honorable mentions. Thank you guys so, so much. I love my patrons. Really, you make the book continue to happen. It would end abruptly without you guys and your support. So thank you so much, and I will see you guys next week.